Senate Republicans are pushing for a vote on their health care bill as early as next week, but few know what's in it because negotiations are taking place behind closed doors. Last night, Democrats held a protest talkathon on the Senate floor to try to slow down the process. Joining us now, Senator Claire McCaskill. She's a Democrat from Missouri. Senator, welcome back to Here and Now.
Thank you.
Well, why are you and your colleagues trying to slow down this process of the Republicans trying to pass a health care bill in the Senate?
I really don't think this is a matter of slowing them down. It's a primal scream of trying to point out to America that this is unprecedented. I think many people have forgotten the long, open process we had on the Affordable Care Act that went on for months and dozens of hearings and hundreds of amendments and many, many hours of C-SPAN watching of the various hearings to try to hammer out a new way of trying to attack the health insurance problems in America. And this is couldn't be further from that. This is a group of guys in a back room somewhere that are trying to change dramatically the healthcare policy in this country, and we all are just beside ourselves that we're not being allowed to talk about it, to see it, to offer suggestions, to ask questions, and that's really what you see going on here. We're trying to go to extraordinary efforts to point out to everyone that this truly is unprecedented.
Do you think that the bill that they are talking about right now is pretty close to what the House passed?
Well, we don't know. We hear rumors. We are very uninformed about what they're proposing to do. We're pretty sure it's still a big tax cut for wealthy people in exchange for cutting dollars going into health care in this country. That is the premise around which all of this is being built, that we can cut Medicaid in this country significantly in order to give a tax break, a tax cut to the 1% in this country. And that, frankly, is one of the reasons that we are so upset. There's things we need to do to fix the individual markets, to make them more stable and secure, to try to bring down healthcare costs even more. But this is not the answer.
Do you think that this bill will get a vote next week as they're proposing?
I believe that they will have a vote. I'm not sure they have the votes to pass it. The only rationale I can think of that Mitch McConnell wants to keep all of this a deep, dark secret is that they know how unpopular it's going to be, and they want to leave as little time as possible for the people of this country to express their opposition to this.
There's been some analysis that today's special election in Georgia could play into this whole debate over the Senate health care bill, because if Karen Handel manages to win, maybe Republicans would be more willing to support it. Do you see that? Do you see any connection between those two things?
Well, I hope not. I think this election in Georgia has got taken on an outsized importance that probably shouldn't be as translatable as either side might want to make it. It is a Republican district. The Secretary of Health and Human Services under President Trump, who is boldly supporting Trump Care, won that district by 26 points. So if it's close, then that should send a message, I believe, to people in on the other side of the aisle that, you know, folks aren't happy with what's going on with health care in this country right now. But it is one district, and we're all looking at it because we're looking for some kind of signal that there's been some kind of shift in the electorate. But the bottom line is, what I think most people in my state want is they want us to work together and get something done, repair what we have, rather than cutting health care dollars to give rich people a tax break.
Senator, one more question. We've heard the news about the death of Otto Warmbier, who was held in North Korea and just recently returned to the U.S. What do you think the U.S. response should be because of that?
Well, this is really hard. I am outraged at the treatment that this young man received. No question the North Korean government is complicit in his death. I hasten to say that It would not surprise me if the only reason he was released was because they realized he was going to die, and they wanted to remove him from the country before that happened. We have other people that are being held there, but this is when you need a strong, stable leader in this country that understands the ramifications of every foreign policy missive that comes out of the administration. We have to be careful here because we don't want to declare war on the North Korean, on the Korean Peninsula. And I think that this is when we've got to really have, speak with one voice, one stable voice, not a commander-in-chief who changes his mind like he changes his shirts about foreign policy, because the rest of the world is watching and wanting us to exercise the kind of stability they've come to expect from the United States of America. I think we need to be very careful in terms of making broad statements about how we're going to take care of it. I don't know what that means. But I know that many of us are very concerned about the lack of consistency that we're showing on the world stage right now.
That's Senator Claire McCaskill, a Democrat from Missouri. Senator, thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much.